program number 194 in that continuing series. And so we are at 18 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And I need to tell you that you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 on your radio dial, and 107.7 on the FM dial. And our theme wrapping up right there with Musicians Come and Play here on KASM. And again, we're at 18 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 58 degrees here in central Minnesota. We have our guests in the studio with us here, and we're going to bring them in right now and check levels and see how things are. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Florian. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good morning. Great. Glad to be in Albany today.
There you go.
How you doing, Cy?
Excellent, Patty. Boy, you guys are doing terrific. You got Florian over there. He's 90 years young, going on about 15, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, yep. My gosh. He still plays that accordion like he did when he was 15 and 20 years old, huh?
Well, I'm taking the reservations now only 10 more years.
Only 10 more years. Yeah. Okay, the countdown has begun, huh?
That's right.
And Patty, you look great as always. How are you?
Oh, thank you. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And always great to be here with you.
And yes, we've had you here before. We've promoted the big Polka Fest. Tell us about this year's. Give us a snapshot.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting. Every year I just pull some surprises for everybody. Yep. It's May 19th to the 21st at the Grand Casino Hinckley, and we have 10 top bands there. And you know Joey Miskulin.
Oh, boy.
He's coming from Nashville.
Yeah.
The Grand Old Opry. Favorite. How he plays there with the Riders in the Sky.
Yep.
And he's coming in because he was a Frankie Inc. original, of course. He played with him for 23 years.
Joey did?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
And they won the very first Grammy Award in the polka industry.
They did.
Yes,
oh, that's
right.
Incredible.
For Just Because. And we're going to play that for you later on.
Oh, neat. Very neat. All right.
Yeah. So Joey Miskulin will be there. And in fact, as part of my dad's birthday surprise, because, well, can you not tell my dad that it's his birthday surprise?
Okay.
We've got, back way back when, I've got Bob Case coming in, and I tell you, he was 17 years old when he started playing with the band, and he moved on to play with, well, I can't believe, he went from Shumaleski to Doc Severinsen.
Whoa. Holy
yes.
Buckets.
Oh, he played with everybody from Sonny and Cher. I mean, I can't even name all the people. He just was phenomenal. And then when he was with Liberace, he decided, I don't know if I want to keep on doing all this, being on the road like that. So he retired from being on the road, and he's a college professor out in Wisconsin.
Really?
So phenomenal. He's got a quintet, and they've won Grammy nominations for that as well. So he's coming in on Saturday for the big celebration.
And
he started
with you guys.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Awesome.
17 years old he was. And he thanks my dad all the time because he said all those years of playing. Because at that time in the 70s, we were playing about 272 jobs a year.
Really?
So he says, Florian, you paid for my college education. Thank you.
And what does he play?
He plays the trumpet.
Trumpet. Awesome.
So
he's coming in.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And so we've got the Top Notchman, Alaska Polka Chips. Jeff Winard is playing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is the Frankie Yankovic tribute band, and Joey Miskulin is going to be playing along with him.
Oh, neat.
And so Barefoot Becky, we've got Dale Damon and the Polka Beats. We've got Rod Serrar Orchestra, Singing Sylvains, Ricky Yerkovich and Polka Variety, I should say, and Leon Olson. I tell you, it's going to be a fabulous time. We even have an accordion museum display, and the World of Accordion Museum exhibit, I should say. If you don't know how to dance the polka, this is your opportunity to learn, because there's free polka lessons.
Awesome. Awesome.
So much stuff to do, I tell you. It's not just an event. It's an experience.
This is all in 3 days' time.
All in 3 days. You're just going to be on a whirlwind. It's just going to be so much excitement. But our big thing is we are taping for 3 days, all 3 days, for Pioneer Public Television.
Really?
So you'll get a chance to dance on TV, see yourself on TV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. And Michael and I are going to be hosting that.
Well,
and it's going to be a great time. And Dad, I got to let him get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
You got to tell something about what are you releasing the weekend of that event?
I was thinking about 1978 when it all started.
Yeah.
At the Pine County Fairgrounds in Pine City.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the Pine City paper came out in the headlines, and it said, "Polka Festival in town tomorrow. Security beefed up." And so they hired extra policemen to get this crowd that was going to tear the town apart.
Oh, my goodness. That's
and anyway, right. The first day, I mean, it was tense. But by the second day, across the lake in Pine City, everyone was opening up their windows, and the crowd was fantastic. I think I had 40 or 50 bands come
really?
In from,
yes, yeah. You did. That's when the very first International Polka Fest began. It was at the Pine City Fairgrounds.
Really?
And wow. We did. And it was actually international because we had bands from Norway, Sweden, Germany. And there was 50 bands at the time. It was Thursday through Sunday. And at that time, you know, it's in a fairground, so there's lots of buildings there, so you
sure.
could play different bands at the time. And we would have like 50,000 people.
No
and,
kidding.
My dad, he's this creative mastermind. He would, you know, bring in all-star wrestling to be part of the event. And so we were trying to expose polka music to a whole different era of people.
Sure.
You know, and it was a great time. So, wonderful.
We but had the tug of war. Remember
that's
that?
That's right. The International Tug of War contest. That was...
And we had the dancing horse.
And?
I brought a horse in from Montana who was doing the dancing for us.
Oh, really?
And you had the world worst Irish tenor contest.
Oh, yeah, that many.
We had a gong show. I tell you, it was quite hilarious. But, Dad, you still didn't mention what it was that you're releasing. What are you releasing?
Well, I'll tell you what. See, when I was in the service,
uh-huh.
and I called my dad, and he said, What are you going to do now, Florian? And I said, I'm coming home, and I'm going to farm with you.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'll tell you, that went over really big. So then he was kind of the master of the whole thing. So he arranged so that we could go on radio and WKLK radio, Cloquet. Mm-hmm. And 1 week later, there we were on Channel 6 television out of Duluth.
Really?
All Whoa. Brothers, Chester, Florian, Donnie, Leonard, and Jerry.
That's really? Right. Yeah. But you still didn't tell them. I guess I'm going to have to tell them. He is releasing a biography, and it is called Zero to 90. And it's from farm boy to fly boy to senator to king of polka, all in 90 quick years.
And that
so,
is
And
Florian
guess what?
Himself.
I didn't realize it, but I am also an author because I co-authored the book.
Oh,
so,
incredible.
So that's going to be released that weekend as well. It's a phenomenal book. And so my dad's so proud to have it all out there. And so
Zero to 90. It's all about my life.
All well, about your life. And I tell you, there's some crazy stories in there.
I bet there are. How about you give us a little snapshot of probably like, when you got started, how about, how old were you when you started picking up that accordion?
Well, it started in 1945. Actually, I've been playing the accordion now for 72 years.
72, okay.
And the Polka Festival, I started that in 1978.
Uh-huh.
And now the responsibility is no longer mine.
Oh.
I turned everything over to Patty.
Well,
said, come on.
I guess he works
roll.
For me.
I think he does, and he's got a good boss.
So now she's going to have the whole thing on television, radio stations, and it's going to be a blast.
Absolutely.
I got to give him his review, his yearly review, you know, mm-hmm. progress review about yep. Working for me.
Uh-huh. 5 stars, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Patty, how about yourself? When did you get started in polka music? Before you were born already, probably?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah. My dad gave us a choice. Either you milk cows or play an instrument.
Okay.
So we all played instruments, and he sold the cows.
He did, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, it was just something that we couldn't wait to do because mm-hmm. it was like, when do we get our chance? When
yeah.
do we get our chance? And so he set us alongside on stage next to other musicians. So that's how you kind of learn by ear.
Sure.
And standing next to other musicians. And we've kind of fumbled our way through until we were good enough to go full time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, what do you play yourself, Patty?
Well, right
instance?
Now, I've played many different instruments. It's like uh-huh. you have to play whatever is necessary.
Okay.
That's right. So,
okay.
But right now, currently, I play drums and the tenor saxophone.
Tenor sax, okay.
So, and my children, they're all musical as well. My son, he's 24.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I'm only 29. I just celebrated my golden birthday.
I seen that, yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm 29 at heart. I stopped right there.
Oh, good
no
for you.
No further. Yeah.
Good for you.
You're as young as you want to be,
there
I guess.
There you go.
Yes, so he's 24. He plays the concertina, accordion, trumpet, drums. My daughter, Lexi, she's 22. She plays the piano, the saxophone, and she actually graduated this past year. She's an opera singer.
Really?
So see what polka music can do to you?
Oh,
and then
sure.
I have a little baby. She hates that when I call her my baby, but I said, honey, you're going to be my baby even if you're 50 years old.
That's right.
I'm my dad's baby.
Yeah.
So she is 16.
16.
And she plays the trumpet and the drums. In fact, a funny story about her is my dad said, Katie, I need you. I need a drummer because we needed a three-piece, you know, for an engagement.
Sure.
And so he says, I need a drummer. I need you to drum. She's like, Grandpa, I don't know how to drum. And he's like, yeah, you do. And so I took her downstairs. We have a little music studio set up. And I showed her the basic trump or basic polka beat and basic waltz beat. And I put a CD on there. And so in about 5 minutes, she comes up and she says, I'm ready. I said, Katie, really? No, I'm ready. So about an hour, we left and went to do the job, and she played it like a pro.
Well, really? She asked me first. She said, Grandpa, what do you want me to play, the trumpet or the drums?
Uh-huh.
And that was it, and she took off, and I'll tell you, the most important thing was her timing was perfect.
Was it really?
She's a built-in metronome. You know?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of cute. She just loves that.
So your whole family has really been raised with polka music. I mean, from the get-go, being born, you guys just had music around you all the time.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when the kids were going to high school, you know, they'd be into other, you know, things
activities,
and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Nick, you know, he'd be in a jazz band and stuff, and so he'd be practicing with his friends downstairs playing jazz music, and I'd have Lexi practicing on the other floor doing her opera stuff, and Katie would be in her room practicing her trumpet. It was like, wow.
Craziness, yes.
Yeah. It'd be kind of quite crazy. So, but just love it. Music is so important for people's lives.
Absolutely. Now, you do something else besides for an occupation to help pay the bills, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I do everything. I swear. I swear. My main job is take care of my dad here.
Yep. And you do a great job of that.
But I do tours. It's called Shimmy Bell Tours.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And so I spend a lot of my time first putting this whole Polka Fest together. Mm-hmm. And then after that, my tours take off in July.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be fun. I've got Ladies Weekend in July. I've got a summer celebration out in Iowa on a Mississippi River cruise. That's in August. September, we go to Branson in Texas. We do a big Texas exploration tour, which is just phenomenal. And back to Branson again in November for Christmas. So those are the tours we do. And I tell everybody, hey, when my daughter graduates, because she's only a junior, look out, world, here we come. We're going everywhere together. So Shimmy Bell Tours is just fun. They should check it out. It's just Shimmy Bell Tours. All it is half of my name and half of Michael's name is Bell.
Yep.
So we figured we can't do, you know, Shimeleski Bell, it's just too much. So we shortened it and put Shimmy Bell. So it's just CHMIEBELLTours.com. You want to come with us? It's a happy, fun time, I tell you. You can imagine, can't you, Si?
I can. No grass growing under your feet, that's for sure. Oh, well, neat. You guys still busy besides a lot of work these years? I mean, a lot of the bands, there's not as many venues to play in that. You guys still finding work yet?
Oh, gosh.
Have you? We are
all over the place.
Are you really?
In fact, this year, we did it 2 years ago. It's kind of funny. We did, it's a theater, like a traveling theater show,
mm-hmm.
and it's called the Hoopla Train.
Oh.
And so it's kind of a mix between Lawrence Welk and Hee Haw.
Okay.
And what's funny is it's a theatrical performance, and we're the music behind it.
Are.
And
wow.
It's an interactive
production,
experience.
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. So there's parts in the show where you get up and dance the polka, and there's, you know, parts, then they start doing their theater performance, and it's just so cool. And 2 years ago we did it. It was like all the historic ballrooms that are left, we did it, that production in there. So now we're going to do it again this year, and it's the last two weekends of September. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the first two weekends of October.
Wow.
So that's on our webpage, thefuntimeband.com, and that shows you where those performances are. But I tell you, we're all over the place. I can't keep up with it all.
Well, the one that I really get a kick out of, you know, is the one in Pearl, Minnesota.
That's right, the Pioneer Fest.
Yeah, that's the Pioneer Fest, and I tell you, I leave home because we're in different directions. You know, Patty, we're in Apple Valley. She drives herself, and then I drive from Sturgeon Lake.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, it's 240 miles.
Yeah.
And so I drive up there. It takes 3 hours, and then I play for 5 hours.
Well, you must be really speeding. He must be speeding if he goes 240 miles in 3 hours.
No kidding. Wow.
Because it takes me about 6 hours to get there.
Oh, that's great.
And then we play 5 hours, and I turn around and drive home.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Oh, just, my goodness.
It's constant going and going and going.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I tell you, we are all over the place. We do a lot of casinos. We do a lot of events like fall festivals and, music in the parks. And I don't know. They just keep calling and calling, and we're all over the place.
Well, I think there's probably not as many ballrooms left anymore, but there are still a lot of polka fests. And like you said, parishes still have their festivals.
Right.
And they look for good quality music. So naturally, they're going to give you guys a call. So
that's right.
That's wonderful.
It's a lot of fun. And like I said, this polka fest that we have, you know, May 19th to the 21st, it's the 39th year.
Yeah, I see that.
And my dad's 90th birthday celebration. I tell you, it's I try to make it just not just a polka fest. It's an experience. From the time you walk in, you go have to walk through an arch of balloons, and every little sprinkle of confetti on the table. I strategically put it all on
you
the table.
Oh my
Everything
goodness.
Is totally in line, and it's a lot of work to put it on. It takes me all day to set up the night before, and I say it's about 70 hours of work for about 6 months straight.
Sure.
To put it all together.
I can believe that.
You don't really realize how much work goes into it.
And it's a nice venue, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
At the casino there?
Yeah, there's like 5 different restaurants. If you want to walk away and go to a nice fancy one or regular ones or regular cafe or a deli or something,
yep.
Just or you want to do some gambling, you can do that, too.
You can do that
so
as
you got
well.
Lots of, or you want to go swimming, there's a spa or whatever.
And nice rooms, too.
Oh, yes.
The hotel is really beautiful. So, yeah, it's a great place to spend the weekend. And you can just take in as much polka music as you can do, go down and rest in your room, and come back and get some more, huh?
That's right, yeah. They've got there's a motel in the casino, and there's another motel across the street.
Right.
And then 1 mile down the road, that's all part of the casino, and they run shuttle buses every 15 minutes from the other locations of motels. So it's just constant moving. And I tell you, if you haven't heard about this, I don't know where you've been, because this is an exciting event.
Guess what?
What?
I brought my accordion with.
Well, yeah, boy, God.
I know. We're going to get to that a little bit, Dad.
Okay, all right.
Chomping at the
I know,
bit.
Isn't it? I tell you, he's just wild
so
about that.
It's so special. Well, before we cut you loose, Florian, we want to know just a little bit more about you yet. You did more than music. You did more than farming. You got into politics a little bit, too. How did that happen for you?
I'll tell you, my mother was a school board member. My father was a town board member. My grandfather was the first Pine County commissioner.
Really?
Yeah, and then the commissioner in 1950.
Uh-huh.
He came over and he wanted me to run for county commissioner, and I absolutely refused. I said, no, I'm not going into politics.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said, I'll be back in a couple of weeks. He came back in a couple of weeks, and guess what? I ran for county commissioner, and I won the seat.
You did.
Yeah, and then I got into an argument with the state of Minnesota Highway Department, because they turned back this Highway 61 to the county government without any money.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I swear, I'm going to get into that Senate. I'm going to change that rule.
Okay.
Well, guess what happened? I ran for the Senate, and I won in a landslide. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I won by 9 votes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a landslide.
Yeah, and then they wanted, my opponent wanted a recount.
A recount, yeah.
But he couldn't get
it. Hey, you're telling him everything that's in the book, Dad.
I know. Yeah, we tell him about it. So I got the seat away from Senator George Grant, and he was in Malacca, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I first ran for Senate, my district was actually up to St. Cloud.
Yeah.
All the way from St. Cloud down to Moose Lake.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, I was redistricted, and I lost Elk River in this Mille Lacs County, Kennebec County, and I ended up in St. Louis County.
Oh, yeah.
So it was quite a change.
Yep, I can believe that.
But I stayed there 26 years, and actually, I made quite a few acquaintances with the strong people.
Yep.
Like the labor unions.
Yep.
Yeah, what they wanted to do is they wanted to have a workers' compensation passed.
Yeah.
That's what Arne Carlson wanted to do. And I was in the right committee, and I said, I'll try it. So when I passed that, I was fighting with everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, half of them said yes, half of them said no. But it ended up that we won. We got the hospital in Moose Lake redone. We got a psychiatric center in Moose Lake done. We got the Fond du Lac Community College
done. Goodness.
And I will tell you, I was really proud when Patty was there with all the kids.
Wow.
Because after I gave the commencement exercises, the speech, they gave me an honorary law and music degree.
Really?
So that's I'm right. A doctor now.
That's right. Doctor.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how you say that now. Doctor Senator Shemileski? How do you say that?
An honorary doctor.
We're going to think about that and come back with you in just a moment. It's already past 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. So then we'll come back with you guys and continue this conversation. And I think there's a tune squeaking just about out of Florian's accordion already. So we're going to get that in just a moment. So with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, Cy here, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Yes, it's Holy Week, which means Sunday, a week from today, is Easter. You have the opportunity to plan a great Easter Sunday meal when you stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market has John Morrell fully cooked bone-in hams that can be purchased whole or half or deboned and sliced at no extra charge. Traying is just 50 cents per pound extra. Now, there are several varieties of boneless hams also available, including our ever-popular home-cured off-the-bone boneless ham. Whichever you choose, call ahead and place your order for even faster service. There's a full line of fresh meats and sausages always available for the non-traditional Easter meals. And for those that just like to graze, we have meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, summer sausage, meatballs, and more. The St. Joe Meat Market also has on hand colored Easter eggs for in those Easter baskets. And watch for the Broad of the Week series to start real soon. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you and a very happy Easter from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Florian and Patty for being our guests on the show. And you've been here before, so you know how it works. We've got that meat package out on the counter there for you to take along and enjoy in good health. How's that?
Oh, it's wonderful. I tell you, that's... very good meat.
I'm going to have mine for Easter Sunday.
Are you going to? All right. That sounds good. Well, gosh, it's good to have you guys in the studio. If folks just tuning in right now, Florian and Patty Shemileski in here today promoting the big 39th International Polka Fest coming your way on May 19th through the 21st at Grand Casino Hinckley. And all excited about that. We just can't hold Florian down anymore. He's got a tune just jumping out of that accordion. What's it going to be, Florian?
It's going to be the Shemileski Twirl. That's our theme song.
That's
how about that?
Yeah, right. Let's talk about that. You know?
Oh, okay. Oh, he's going to talk now.
All right.
Well, I want you to talk about it. Because what you do, you have to have a hanky.
Okay.
You've got to have a happy hanky.
Okay.
And just like at the Twins ball game.
Oh,
I'll
sure.
I'll tell you, we copied this from Little Wally Jagello.
Oh, really?
From Chicago, yeah.
Yep.
He called it the Little Wally Twirl.
Uh-huh.
It's now the Shemileski Twirl.
All right.
Here we go.
Come on and do the Shemileski twirl.
Yeah, there you
Woo!
Go.
Grab your hanky, give it a whirl. Twirl your hanky round and round to that happy polka sound. Come on and dance the polka everywhere, 'cause polka music fills the air. Woo! Twirl your hanky round and round to that happy polka sound. Hey! E-I-E-I-E-I-O! Come on, Si! E-I-E-I-E-I-O! Shemileski twirl. Woo! Grab your hanky, give it a whirl. Twirl your hanky round and round to that happy polka sound.
One more time.
Come on and dance the polka everywhere, Cause polka music fills the air. Twirl your hanky round and round to that Shamaleski sound. Hey!
There we go. Good job, you guys.
How'd you like that?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. For 90 years, holy buckets, he is just incredible.
He's an Energizer bunny, I tell you.
He is. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And that's just part of the excitement you're going to see at this Polka Fest, May 19th to the 21st at the Grand Casino.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Florian, you've got a few CDs out. Any idea how many times you've been in the studio recording?
40 times.
40 times. Really? Wow. Yeah. And everything out on CD, or was some of it still on albums that you guys didn't get onto CDs?
Well, there's two of them that aren't on albums, and I'm just having those reproduced.
Are
so,
you really?
Yeah, I know you're going to be interested in those.
Absolutely.
I can't even remember the names of them. TV favorites, and then the Shamaleski Oktoberfest. So that'll be great. So.
And I'm sure you guys will have some of that available when people come to the Polka
Fest. Absolutely, yeah.
And thank you so much for providing them for us. We have them available on sizemusic.com and over at the Meat Market in St. Joe. So that's really special.
It is.
When's the last time you were in the studio recording, Florian? Have you done one for a while? Or?
No, I haven't done recording.
Nothing recent, huh? Okay.
I mean, I've done a lot of television shows.
Yes, you've been busy with that. You bet. Well, that's
we're
great.
We're doing television shows somewhere all the time.
You bet.
It's just I love to get that polka music out there and keep it going with the generations.
Well, there was Whoopi John and Six Fat Dutchmen, and I'll tell you, Elmer Shine.
Today it's going to be done by the Two Skinny Polacks.
Okay. It's called In Heaven There Is No Beer.
All right, here we go.
Heaven. Oh, that's why we drink it here. Our friends will be drinking all the beer. La 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 la. Beer. Oh, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Here we go. There you go.
Boy, that's incredibly great. That is awesome. How many of those their machines have you wore out in your lifetime, Florian?
Really not too many. You know, about 10, 15 years ago, I bought four of these Morbidoni accordions.
Uh-huh.
I gave one to my son, Junior, one to my grandson, Nick, and one to my niece in St. Cloud.
Okay.
And so I have four of them, but they'll last a lifetime.
They do.
I don't know. There's something about these accordions. They have... They call it like Swedish steel in the reeds.
Oh, okay.
And I've been playing this thing now, I know, for many, many years, and you can't break those reeds.
Ah, that's great.
They're just perfect.
Talk about, Florian, some of the guys, great accordion players that you've looked up to. I mean, you got to go back a long ways to look up to accordion players because everybody's looking up to you these days, I think. But
well, I don't know. I tell you, it was a lot of fun. We played the Hoostfest in Minot, North Dakota. And for several years, I played that for 25 years, but about 5 of the years, we were the backup band. For Myron Florin.
Were you
from
really?
The Lawrence Welk Show, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
For quite a few years. And
so, obviously, Myron was a great accordion player, so
oh, yeah.
Got to rub elbows with him. Joy Miskulin's going to be with you at the Polka Fest. He's incredibly good.
Yeah, of course, Joy was always with Frankie Yankovic, who was another one of...
another great accordion player.
I didn't know if I could get along with Myron Florin, because, you know, he's 100% Norwegian.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 100% Polish.
Oh.
And I was thinking to myself, I don't know what the heck is going to happen over here.
Yeah.
And then I asked him what his favorite food was, and he said lutefisk.
Oh.
And I had Polish sausage.
Oh, that went together, huh?
Yeah. It really worked out well.
Oh, that's great.
Many times we played at Frankie Yankovic.
Did you really? Yeah.
I used to book him all over.
How about Roger Bright, Marv Herzog? Did you guys run into those guys over the years?
Oh, I know. I know most of those, yeah. That's
did
for
you?
Sure.
Yep, yep, yep.
Great guys.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely. Well, that's
Dick
awesome.
Cantino out in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
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 Fabulous.
My goodness. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he did our Polka Festival twice.
How Dick about Cantino. The Meisners, Steve and Vern Meisner?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I've known those guys for... Steve and I were running around as toddlers.
Were you?
Vern, yeah. It was great, yeah. We played with them out in Milwaukee all the time.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Some of your favorite places that you've played over the years.
Oh, geez. It's funny because we always talk to... Yeah, the
State Fair.
State Fair. That was always...
Big highlight, huh?
Yeah, that was always fun. But Hoos Fest was always another favorite.
Sure.
But one of my big favorites was when we went on a Minneapolis Aquitennial Exchange. It was a cultural exchange mission, and we got to go to the Bahama Islands and teach all the Bahamians there how to do the polka.
Oh, wow.
was a great experience. I thought it was fun because it was like I was probably 17 years old,
uh-huh.
And they had us driving us around in a limousine and stuff, and it's like, oh, I just couldn't believe it. I just was, awestruck by this whole thing.
I can believe that. Do you ever get to work with Tony Jamber?
Oh, many times. Yeah.
Many times. The Bellray Ballroom?
Tony, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He owned
that
for years.
I bet you, though, you're not going to believe this. The very favorite musician that we got to perform with, we were actually the pre-band before that they went on.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Oh, we featured music this morning. They did an album, an old recording, Johnny Cash and the Holy Land. And they narrated this whole tour. So we featured that earlier this morning.
Oh, isn't that something?
But you guys got to work with them, got to meet them and everything.
Phenomenal people. They were just wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Sadly, we're talking about people that are all gone. I mean, so many of these. Now, Tony Jamber's band continues. That's one of the bands you're having, Rod Serrar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to be the Tony Jamber band years ago.
That's just great. Rod
so
is great.
So who are we playing for? Are we have mostly Germans in our audience today? Or
well, around
Norwegians?
Here, yeah, a lot of Dutchmen around this country, but okay. I think they like all styles of music. So what do you got in mind?
Well, I was thinking about a German song, like The Happy Wanderer.
Oh, it sounds
good.
How
about that?
Let
her
rip.
Hey, if you're out there, start tapping your toes. I love to go wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing with my knapsack on my back. Valerie!
Valerie!
Valera!
Valera!
Valerie! Valera! Valerie! Oh, Valera! With my knapsack on my back, will I wave my hand to all I see, and they wave back to me.
Everybody wave to Patty.
When blackbirds call so loud and sweet from every greenwood tree. Here we go! Valerie!
Valerie!
Valera!
Valera!
Valerie! Valera! Valerie! Oh, Valera, with my knapsack on my back. Hey! One more time. Valerie.
Valerie.
Valera.
Valera.
Valerie.
Valerie.
Valerie. Valerie.
folks are, they got to look in the little brown cloth on their radio, like our good friend Mr. Cliff Mitchell used to say. They'd see what I'm seeing here. What a happy crew. You know, speaking of that, you guys did TV for a number of years, didn't you, Florian?
I did the television show for 35 years.
35 years up in Duluth?
Yeah, well, we actually taped most of them in Duluth, but we went to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We taped there. Then we taped in Minot, North Dakota. And, of course, now we do the Christmas shows in Minneapolis.
Really?
On one of the public television sets there.
And that's,
That's why it's kind of neat that what's ironic, you know, is our show was syndicated way back then and went all across the United States and Canada. And so one of the places I picked it up was Pioneer Public Television.
Awesome.
So, and so after, you know, we stopped recording after a while. And so then they just started to produce their own. And so they always said, yeah, we stole the name from you. So they started the Fun Time Polka Show on Pioneer Public Television.
Okay.
So then now, since the mobile studio's coming out to our Polka Fest.
Sure.
Now we've retitled it as the Fun Time Polka Party.
Neat.
Because I tell you, anywhere I am, there's a party, believe it or not. I bet you know that, don't
you? Absolutely.
So now we kind of took that name, put it right back where it started, back to the Fun Time Polka Party. So, like I said, you want to be on TV? That's the chance to do it because you get to see yourself on TV and dance that whole weekend away because it's going to be for their new season in the fall, starting in the fall after they've edited and everything that they need to do. That'll be really cool.
Yeah, so anybody that gets Pioneer Public TV, they'll be able to see this because it's going to be taped and produced.
Yeah,
and
it's all across the five-state area. So
nice.
It's really neat. So that show goes into 2.5 million homes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's neat. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of humbling. Kind of an honor to be part of that, huh?
You know, we used to have RFD TV come out to our events, and every so often, I think at one time it was Agrivision or something, and they come out to our events and would record those. So you might even see, if you're watching RFD TV, you might even see some old clips
of you guys
from our old television shows that we used to. And then we recorded with Polka Joe and stuff and on there, you know, just
over
really
the
cool.
years. Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
We've just been everywhere.
Awesome.
We've been everywhere, man. Yeah.
Well,
I pick up that Channel 10 in Sturgeon Lake.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of people up in that area.
Yeah, because I go on there and do member drives and stuff, and my dad will call me when I'm live on television, and he's like, I'm watching you. Wave to me.
Sturgeon Lake. Is that where you're born and raised, Florian?
I was born in Sturgeon Lake, yeah, and raised there. And a lot of people ask me, is Florian, have you lived in Sturgeon Lake all your life? And I said, oh, not yet.
Probably on the shores. Yeah, and not yet. Yeah, your life isn't over. That's for
right.
sure. Oh, my goodness. And Patty, where do you make home these days?
Apple Valley.
Apple Valley. So you guys are miles apart.
Yeah, we are. We kind of try to meet in the middle.
You keep tabs on Dad all the time?
Absolutely. Somebody has to keep tabs on him.
With technology nowadays, cell phones, you're never out of touch.
I know. Do you remember the days when we didn't have cell phones?
We were talking about that the other day, how you used to have to drive around and try to find a phone booth. Now you don't even see it. Now you'd have to really look for one because you just don't see a phone booth anymore.
Yeah, right. I don't even think I'd know how to use one.
No. You have to find a dime first or a quarter.
I didn't even know how much it would cost to make
a phone
call.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
But that's how technology has changed. And
it was a lot more peaceful.
It was, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's a little chaotic, but that's the only way I can keep a hold of him. So
absolutely. But one thing that hasn't changed is that accordion. My goodness, he just keeps playing that thing so well.
I tell you, when we go fishing, I think he wants to bring his accordion with him. So I'm like, leave it at home, Dad.
You got one more in there for us, Florian?
Oh, I got a lot of them in here. I'm going to stay here till 4.
Oh, okay.
Here's one my mother used to sing to me, and I'm going to sing to all of you. It's Kesara.
That's right.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? And here's what she said to me. Everybody sing along. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. que sera, sera. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will there be rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see, que sera, sera. Now I have children of my own, they ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome, will I be rich? And I tell them tenderly, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see, que sera, sera. I hope you're dancing along at home. Together one more time,
everybody.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be.
Awesome. That is wonderful. Patty and Florian Chmielewski in studios with us today, and we've already run through our Musicians Come and Play program, so we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we have some sponsors for that, so we're going to let you guys regroup a little bit here.
Okay.
And we'll tell them about our first sponsor here, and that is Tourco's First Line Casino Tours. Dave Bertowski and the gang over at East Bethel, they bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Tourco has all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. They have the extended tours to such great destinations as New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do all sorts of points in and around and in between. Then they do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they also go to all of the various casinos in and about our area. Casinos like the Shooting Star up in Manoamin, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Northern Lights in Walker, and Diamond Joe's in Iowa, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, maybe to receive a brochure, or to just be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang over at Tourco a call toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang over at Tourco, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Tourco proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back with Florian and Patty here, you got another one in that accordion there, Florian? What do you got up this time?
Well, I was thinking about the springtime polka.
There we go.
Everybody polka! Thank you. Bloody Polka.
Awesome.
Springtime polka. Very good.
Springtime. And I think that's probably because it is spring here. So that brought out the springtime polka.
We're trying to not think about Monday with the snow supposed to be coming.
Yeah, they're talking about snow and not
we're, we're pretending we didn't hear that.
That's right. Why
we played the springtime polka.
And you know, he is so good because he leads me right into my next ad here on the radio as we move into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside. So, yeah, talking about springtime, it's time to think about getting a lawnmower and getting one over at Kevin's Countryside. It's the home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, a great lawnmower, and it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has new models in stock, a whole bunch of them. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available. There's baggers and other attachments always available. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models and does a really great job. He started working on the John Deere's when he was just a youngster. And, of course, he can work on any lawnmower that needs repair. So give Kevin a call. He also accepts trades. So if old Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin, and he'll make you a sweet deal. If you can't get it there, Kevin, of course, offers pickup and delivery service. So he's got a nice enclosed trailer. He'll come and get old Bessie, tune it up and bring it back, or better yet, bring you a brand new Hustler, if you so desire. So for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Easy to find. Look for the big yellow and orange big sign hanging from the post out in the ditch there off of County Road 3. He's on the west side of County Road 3, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us our middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. More from Patty and Florian here. Are you guys are wore out? Do we need to play a CD? Or you got more? I think he looks like he's just jumping up and down, ready to go for
my
some more.
My dad never, you know, we just got done playing a job not too long ago where we were playing 3 hours, and he wouldn't take a break. I was drumming, and he was playing the accordion, and I said, Dad, please, I got to, like, stand up or something.
Go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
3 hours. He didn't stop.
Just go and go.
I know. You have to pull the plugs. That's it.
That's
you know.
It.
But I want to do a song because I keep pointing to a song, and he's like, nope. But I'm gonna do it anyway because
okay.
I'm on the radio, so you can't say no.
Yeah, and you're in charge.
Remember, I'm the boss.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. So I get a lot of requests for this song because I recorded it when I was 7 years old.
Okay.
So you asked, like, when I started in the polka business, you know, it was like, yeah, I barely walk. But
yeah.
Believe it or not, Si, I was very, very shy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so I made my first recording when I was 7.
Wow.
And it was called I Got a Polish Boyfriend.
Oh,
you
okay.
know? And so I get a lot of requests for that song. And like my dad always says, Patty, that song always made you famous. You got a little story about that.
Almost made her famous.
Almost?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I tell you, she sang that song and the phone was ringing off the hook.
Really?
Yeah, and they wanted to take her to Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness. You could have had
no, I thought
sorts.
You were going to tell them the part where you missed your punchline, Dad. That was when your 14 siblings all bought my record, and
uh-huh.
that's where you said he almost made me famous because all he's got he had so many siblings.
Okay.
No, I'll tell you what, I come from Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota, and
uh-huh.
my mother and dad had 15 children.
Did they really?
15, yeah, and they're all gone except myself and
my sister Bernice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all in heaven.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
That's right. Well, I am going to do that song, you know, and then my children recorded that recently, too. I Got a Polish Boyfriend.
Neat.
That's right. So we're going to do relive that and go down memory lane.
Here it is.
Well, I got a Polish boyfriend, and he looks a lot like you, just like you, Si. I love my Polish boyfriend. I knew that he'll be true. I want to call him sweetheart. He wants to take my hand. Woo! It won't be long now, my Polish boyfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish boyfriend, our name will be the same. Well, I got a Polish boyfriend, handsome with eyes of blue. He plays the concertina, he dances polka too. Me and my Polish sweetheart, you know we'll never part. It won't be long now, my Polish boyfriend, I will be you. It won't be long now, my Polish boyfriend, I will belong to you. Hi.
Nice. Oh, you guys are fun. That I can just see where people enjoy coming out to dance and listen to you guys. It's just so full of energy.
That's what polka music is. It's happy music, it you know, is. And, it and is. You got to make it, you know, put a smile on your face. That's
absolutely
what it has to do. And that's my goal always. Neat. Making people happy.
Florian, you got a good story for us. Yeah, over the years, I'm sure you've had all sorts of experiences at dance jobs and getting to and from. Ever any that stick out that you can share with the listeners?
Well, I was thinking about the time when I first got my accordion.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my accordion, and I knew four songs. That's
okay.
It. And my neighbor came over, and he said, I heard you got an accordion. And I said, yes, I do, but I only know four songs. And he said, well, we're getting married, Adam and Irene, and he said, I'd like to have you play for my wedding dance.
Really?
Yeah, and I said, well, Adam, I only know four songs. He said, that's good, just play them over and over. So I went out there and I played those songs over and over, and I'll tell you what was really neat about it. I told him that, you see, my grandfather started the band way back in the late 80s. My dad, 1911, I started in 1945.
Uh-huh.
And I said that this is the way it really has to go. I'm going to play that wedding, but I'm going to be the manager of the band.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a drummer and myself. And I said, so I get more money than the drummer.
Uh-huh.
He said, okay. I played the job. He said, oh, it was great. He said, how much do you owe you? And I said, well, $6 uh-huh. for the drummer. He said, okay. And how about you? And I said, $7.
Okay.
So I was tickled to death.
Isn't
he
that
gave
something?
Me $15 and he said, keep the change.
Oh my goodness.
He gave me a tip on my first job and I've been on a roll ever since.
I tell you, he felt like a celebrity then. He
I'll
thought
bet.
This was meant to be.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
And then I played for that wedding and I wanted to do one more thing, you know, one more song because yep. I had another wedding booked in 2 weeks.
Oh.
So I was playing, I picked up the accordion. I heard a song on the radio. I don't know who was playing it. Maybe the Six Bad Dutchmen or someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just driving me crazy in my head. And I was thinking to myself, gee, I need five songs for the next wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, 3 o'clock in the morning, I got up.
Oh, really?
I got up out of bed and I picked up that accordion and I started playing it. Pretty soon, my mother came out of the bedroom. She said, Florian, what in the world are you doing? Put that accordion down and go to bed. I said, Ma, I have to add one more song to my repertoire, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you have to do that some other time. The kids have to go to school.
Yeah.
They have to go to church. You have to do the other things. Put that thing down and go to bed. Anyway, so she walked in towards the bedroom door. She turned back to me and she said, you're never going to make it to Broadway anyway. And I tell you what, we were coming right here, Patty and I, right straight through Cambridge, Minnesota, and a great big sign over there said, Broadway Avenue.
Oh.
So we
yeah.
made it to Broadway.
Awesome. I said, Ma, we made it to Broadway.
Oh, fantastic.
You don't know what to expect from him, do you?
You don't, no. And that's why folks have got to come out, see you guys at the Big Polka Fest.
Oh, it is a fabulous time. Son, we got to get you out there sometime.
Absolutely. I got to retire from my regular work, and then I'll have time
right.
to take in these
Well, most
events.
Guys, they say they got two left feet. And
oh.
It's like, oh, no. I told you there's polka dance lessons
that's
there, so you can
right.
do that.
Absolutely. You know, folks listening there, but it goes by so quickly. Let's recap a little bit again what they
Certainly.
Can come to expect. It's going to be the weekend of May 19th through the 21st.
Yes, absolutely.
Grand
at
Casino?
The Grand Casino in Hinckley.
Uh-huh.
And you can call, you should call in right now and get your Polka weekend special. There's a, they've got some motel packages.
Okay.
Right, absolutely. And you can call there at 800-468-3517 to make your reservations. I mean, call me, go on our website, funtimeband.com. That'll give you the whole schedule of all the bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, with Joey Miskelin, my dad's 90th birthday celebration, and all these bands, Top Notchman, Alaska Polka Chips, Jeff Winard, Barefoot Becky, Dale Damon, we got Rod Serrar, Jeff Winard, I may have said that, Singing Slovenes, Ricky Yerkovich, Leon Olsen, I tell you, what could be more fun?
Sporting
Museum, Polka Hoffler, I even have a photo prop booth that you can have, you know, you'll go and take a selfie or something. It's going to be crazy fun.
It's neat. And again, being taped that weekend.
Absolutely,
too.
From Pine Air Public Television, it's going to be the Fun Time Polka Party. So all weekend long, they're going to be filming and recording, and we're going to use that for the whole new season coming up in 2017 in the fall for the Fun Time Polka Party on Pioneer Public Television. So,
absolutely.
It's going to be a great time.
And for those that don't know how to dance, come on out. There's free polka hop lessons.
That's right. Yeah, that's
right.
And for those of you that are experienced polka lessons, if you want to learn some variations and some bands techniques, they also have a class on that as well.
Wow.
So I'm going to have some displays of my dad. He's got a lot of awards in the local museum. And
sure.
So I'm going to bring Naza over and... it's hard. I don't want to tell him some of these things because he doesn't know about it. So I said, I appreciate it if you don't tell him.
Okay.
So, I just got to have some surprises. We got that big celebration for his 90th birthday party on Saturday. It's just a phenomenal event. And like I said, it's not just a polka fest. It's an experience.
It is. You bet.
So it's a lot of fun.
Zero to 90.
That's
zero
right.
To 90.
Oh, he's got to get in his book. He released. Yes. I'm the co-author of writing his biography.
Yeah.
It's great, great stories in there. I even got a chance to write some of my own part of the life growing up in
wow.
the band.
That's
it's really
good.
Interesting. You heard a few little tidbits here and there on your show today.
Okay.
But it's very interesting story, and he's going to have that there. He's so excited.
Is the book done? Is it written already?
It's already written, I'm waiting for it to come in the mail in about 3 weeks. So
okay.
It'll be delivered just before the Polka Fest.
All right.
So you'll
okay.
get the chance to get it right there. Or online, you know, call us or whatever. So
it will be available
yes.
probably that weekend at
okay. that it'll be available that weekend.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting a copy of that as well. that should be awesome.
So we want to say thank you, Si. This has been wonderful.
Well,
and thank you to all your listeners. I hope you'll join us at
absolutely.
One of our events somewhere along the road.
Absolutely.
That's right. Happy Easter coming up to everybody.
Yeah, just 1 week away from today already.
I can't believe it.
And we want to thank you guys for coming all the way from your destinations, coming in. It's so special to have you guys in.
We just love to be here. You know, we want to promote polka music in any way we can. So we will drive the distance to do anything just to help people, you know, be happy.
Absolutely.
One, two, three.
Well, the barrel.
There we go.
We'll have a barrel of fun.
Polka.
Roll out the barrel, we got the blues on the run. We sing boom tarara, ring out a song of good cheer. Well, now's the time to roll out the barrel, for the gang's all here. Hi!
Here's one short one for the road.
Hey! Fancy Fingers Florian!
There you go.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Here we go now. Finish polka.
The Finnish polka.
Oh, that's kind of good. The Finnish polka, we're finished.
Absolutely.
We are, but you're not.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. We do appreciate it. I've got one more spot to read, so we're going to let you guys kind of take things down here as I read the ad for our final sponsor here. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you again, Cy, and thank you to all the listeners.
Good luck to you with the big Polka Fest. And Florian, many, many more happy birthdays to you.
Well, thank you very much. I said I'm only taking jobs now for the next 10 years. That's it.
There you go. All right. With that, we're going to move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock. Yes, they'd... they would love to have you travel with them, making memories and smiles. They have been for more than 33 years. Welcome to their traveling family. And, of course, looking at the schedule, we are in April already, so they're already looking forward to their fourth annual spring mystery tour. Now, again, that one is sold out, but if you give Laverne a call, sometimes somebody might have misfortune that they have to back out. Laverne, so conscientious, will slide you into that spot, then everybody's happy. In May, they go to the football stadium tour. They're going to tour U.S. Bank Stadium, Lambeau Field, and Soldier Field, 3 days, May 4th through the 6th. Then there's springtime in New Orleans, Nashville, Memphis. That's in May. And looking ahead, Quilttown, USA in May. They tour 16 quilt shops in 3 days. Also coming up is the 24th annual Alaska tour. And that's 10 great days in all. All-inclusive, July 19th through the 28th. There's the Canadian Rockies Tour in August into September. 29th Annual Mystery Tour, that's in September. And the list goes on. Lots of great trips to travel with Laverne and Kim. So to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to be on their mailing list, find out about any or all of these great tours, give Laverne and Kim a call. Their phone number, 1-800-840-9211. 1-800-840-9211. You can also check them out on the web, www.lavernestravel.com. Laverne's Travel, bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for many years, and hopefully for many years to come.